Friends, and welcome back to another episode of Insomnia Radio Canada. My name is Chris, and as most of you know, I am the host, editor, researcher, recorder, etc., etc. I do it all. I'm an all-in-one package here. I do everything for the show, short of occasionally getting tracks for the show, which lately a lot of people have been sending in tracks, which is absolutely fantastic. So this is show 74. This is your last call to get in your favorites for my listener favorite show, show 75, which is coming up fast. Faster than I thought, and if you don't get tracks in, it's going to be mostly my favorite tracks instead of doing that on show 76. I still have a lot of stuff in the inbox to wade through, and hopefully there's a whole lot of more great tracks in here. So that track you just heard was Baby. The band is Basement Bound, and they are from either London or Strathroy, Ontario. I have both listed on their email from me. They are a four-piece Canadian rock band from either London or Strathroy, Ontario, and they have a rapidly growing fan base according to their bio. Their debut album, Harmony, was released on March 31st, 2018 worldwide with lots of different distributors. So if you like the best classic rock, grunge, and blues, you should add them to your listening lists, playlists, etc., etc. So with that in mind, we're going to jump into some more great music and a little bit more chitty-chatty stuff later.
Put your cold hands inside your warm sweater pockets. We wait on telephones. Walls a local art, give it a vibe of its own. I've been meaning to spark a conversation. Catch up and slow down. You can feel the hustle. Grab a table for two by the fireplace. No ma'am, I don't need room in my coffee cup. I'm a plain old boy who hates hazelnut. I've been meaning to spark a conversation. I've been meaning to spark a conversation. We need to catch up and slow down. 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 Catch up and slow down.
Something no one else seems to know. You are my open road.
you'll agree with me that those were two more great, fantastic, amazing tracks. And I've been trying to come up with a way to make show notes easier to do, easier to keep track of, and not have them on paper where I'm going to turn a page in a minute and the page is going to crinkle and make lots of noise. So, yeah, which track did we do where? It's the fun of recording and trying to keep track of everything and do it all yourself. Yes. First, we did a track called Catch Up and Slow Down. Catch Up, Slow Down. Let me double check my notes. Catch Up and Slow Down. So this track came to me direct from the artist. The artist is Poor Nameless Boy. He is from, I hope I get this right, Evston, Saskatchewan. It's Estevan. So if you have wandered over to the Bugcast to listen to that podcast, and I highly recommend you do if you don't already, my husband John and I have been relentlessly teasing Caroline that she can't pronounce place names because, well, Canada has some pretty crazy ones. And we did do a bumper for them listing off a whole bunch of really crazy place names that we could pronounce that we didn't think she could. So if you like that track, please wander over and check out more of his stuff. I do have links in the show notes. You can find him on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all the usual places. And a little quote from the email he sent me. He says, how have you been? I asked. Good and busy is the answer I receive most often. In my heart of hearts, I want time to move slower, especially in the true moments of connection, drinking coffee with a best friend, nurturing a long-distance relationship. Slow down the busyness, find time to truly connect with those most important to you. Sometimes that person might even be someone you see every day. So that's something I think we should all aspire to do. Slow down, take the time to be with the people, and let the less important stuff go. And it's something I have been trying to do, even with the chaos of job hunting, long days working at a temp job that keeps getting extended because, well, it's a paycheck, and still finding time to do things I enjoy, like make music, play music, do my podcast. So some of you may have noticed I do spend a little less time online. I'm on Facebook a whole lot less often, and all the other sites. Heck, I don't even get online to game as much as anymore as I'd like to. But such is the way of life and learning to reconnect. They say you've got to get lost to find your way, so keep that in mind. That second track you got to hear there was a band called Color Film. It's a musician from Hamilton, Ontario, and that's the name he plays under. So back on July 3rd, when he originally sent this email to me, yes, I'm really digging into my backlog of emails, which are backlogged for the last 6 months. So if you've not heard back from me, I apologize. I am trying to work my way through stuff. I will get to you, I promise, especially if you've sent me some really good music. This song of his, which was Open Road, was inspired by a bike ride he took with his wife and two young daughters in the countryside one evening. At one point, they were up ahead of me a little ways, and I caught a glimpse of them biking with a stretch of open trail curving off to the distance in front of them. I was struck by the idea of a person you loved being an open road, taking you places inside yourself, opening possibilities, and sharing your path to the future. This thought and the mental snapshot of my family stuck with me, so I wrote a song the next day. The rhythm and melody reminded me of biking with them, and we shot a video, which you can watch on YouTube, on the same stretch of trail where that was inspired. So I will pop a link to the YouTube video onto the show notes on the webpage in case anybody wants to go check that out and see this wonderful video. So I guess hope you feel, yeah, it's one of those days tripping over my own words. I hope you guys enjoyed those two tracks, and I've got several more coming up for you to listen to. So let's get back to some great music.
Finally meets the sea. Hi, this is SK Wellington, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
I never knew how fresh it would feel. No, there's nothing I have to conceal. Solitude has made me, and I'm prowling out just like a feline. While I might not be home on time, and there's nobody to make me. But just a short time ago, put myself in a pot where I couldn't grow, and I dived eyes on the prize while the pretty boys skated on by. And those ground rules, they'll limit you from every desire you choose not to do. So when the snakes come knocking, don't boil the kettle, just check your pockets for Zuzu's petals. By the stream that your darling did row. Did you know when the succulent snaps, the sweetest jelly seeps out of its trap? So take me, make me, shake me, but you won't break me. I'm finally free. A plum shadow, but oh, I got mine. So lately I've been getting high, and I got wool to keep me warm. Don't need no lover, no other scorned. It would just suffocate me. But you can come if you promise to leave. Keep your socks on, there'll be nothing to grieve. No,
and again, lots more great music. So first up, we heard, let's see, it was SK Wellington and her track Moments Bliss. And that one was sent to me directly from the artist. I have included links to her webpage in the show notes, as always. And I have not been reading out all the URLs. If you really want to go listen to these musicians, please go to the show notes page and have a read. I would rather provide you with links there than read them out in the show and take up valuable time that could be used for sharing more music. But that's just me, and I don't fault anybody else who wants to do that. And I do warn you, some of these pages are not coming up as secure pages. They are only coming up as HTTP. So I am reminding musicians, go update your certificates, get that security back onto your web pages, not only for your own peace of mind and keeping your site secure, but keeping it safe for your listeners. So SK Wellington, you can go check out her stuff over on her page. I believe she does have Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, SoundCloud, and that looks like Spotify. Lots of social sites you can check her out on. The second track was direct also from the artist. Everything today has come direct from the artist, which is fantastic. The band was Grizzly Coast, and the track was Zuzu Petals. I have included in the show notes the link to the video for the official video for Zuzu Petals, so you can go check that out as well. So yes, lots of great music today, and I think that is fantastic. Now, some of these have come to me from as recently as last week. Some of these songs that I've played today have been from months ago. As I said earlier, I do have a backlog, and I am working my way through it slowly. But, you know, job hunting and family are taking a priority right now. So that is the way life flows. But I do enjoy putting these shows out. I do enjoy getting the music. It's one of those things that helps recharge me, is listening to some great music. And the job placement I've been at has afforded me time to listen to other great podcasts. So I've been listening to back episodes of The Bugcast. And you can check that show out at thebugcast.org. Dave and Caroline put on a great show every Friday night. Their music is mostly put out as Creative Commons tracks. So this is stuff that the artists have released under a Creative Commons license of one type or another, and there are several different varieties they could be out as. They do their show live at 9:30 UK time. So for Eastern Canada, that's about 4:30 PM. So it can be a great little thing to listen to over dinner. And not only do they do their show live, but they have a chat room where you can comment on the show as it is going on, which is fantastic. And they do a nice little roll call and shout out to the people in the chat room when you are there. Now, one of the reasons I'm telling you about the Bugcast is because I have guest hosted the show in the past, and will be doing so again in a couple of weeks for their December 14th show. Now, the show will not be airing live. I do not, unfortunately, have the capabilities yet to do that. But I will be pre-recording the show, and hopefully somebody will be running it, just hitting the play button from a remote location. And that's usually Yannick, so thank you if you do end up doing that, Yannick. This is another nudge to Yannick to get his podcast up and running again, because I have run out of episodes to listen to from his show. He does podcast in French, so while I'm only understanding a portion of what he says, he plays a lot of fantastic music. So Utopia Radio is a fantastic podcast, especially if you are a French-speaking individual. So I did a shout out to my friends that listen to the Bugcast and asked them for some recommendations for other podcasts to listen to. And while we're talking about other podcasts, one of the other ones I have been listening to this week, and I'm pretty much caught up. I'm listening to the most recent episode on Friday. This is Darknet Diaries. It's true stories from the dark side of the internet. They do some really, really interesting stuff. Trying to pick out a few favorites here. There was one called Finn, episode 17, where it's a 14-year-old kid who gets bored in class and decides to hack the school internet. That was an interesting one. If we go back a little bit further, what can we find? Oh, the Crypto Wars. That was a good episode. The Rise and Fall of Mt. Gox. Manfred was a good one. Oh, the Beirut Bank job. Yeah, that was a really good one. Panic at the Talk Boardroom. Another good episode. The Freaky World of PBX Hacking. Lots of great stuff. So if you want to listen to something different and you like internet stuff and you're a little bit tech savvy, this would definitely be a good one for you guys to check out. I have enjoyed every episode, so a little shout out to them. Thanks for putting on a great show that is very professionally produced and sounds amazing. And I hope you guys keep up the work. And if I ever come up with some ideas for possible show ideas for you, I will definitely forward those to you. And one of the other podcasts I was recommended was a show called 20,000 Hertz. That's right, sounds, decibels, all that great stuff. And they are about classic and really notable noises and how they came about. Most interestingly, there was an episode about the theremin, musical instrument, and I found that one quite fascinating. Their current episode is the Xbox startup sound, which I have not listened to yet. And they do a great professional sounding show. And the only thing I can complain about is they do have advertising in their show, I believe. And between them and the Darknet Diaries, hearing the same ad repetitively gets a little bit annoying. So a show all about sounds. Now, as a musician, I think this is a very important show for you all to listen to because it does go through lots of interesting things. There was an episode about live theater. That was pretty awesome. One of my favorite episodes was about Hamilton the musical, and what went into producing that show. Now, the only thing that would have made that show better was if they'd actually gotten an interview with Manuel Miranda, the writer and creator of the show Hamilton. And I have to say, if I could get to see Hamilton live, I would be so down with that. But tickets have been impossible to get. I know somebody going to see it currently in the UK, so I'm super jealous of her right now, but hope she had an absolute amazing time. So if you're looking for some new stuff to listen to, there are three shows that I could highly recommend. And if you're looking for more music stuff, there's all kinds of great stuff out there. The Justin Wayne Show, Dark Compass Podcast. So really, I have more than three podcasts I could recommend to you. And if you're really enjoying this show, please go check them out, especially the Bugcast, because I probably would not be podcasting had it not been for Dave and Caroline's influence on their show and Caroline getting me to listen to back when it was just Dave doing the Bugcast. So really, my start can totally be attributed to them. And one last thing I wanted to mention for the month of November, and something I had planning on doing, was NAPOD POMO. So it's National Podcasting Month, among other things this month. And I did not have space or server space to do a little daily rambling show. So what I'd like to do is recommend Dave's NAPOD POMO to you, his daily musings and mumblings and ramblings. It's been quite interesting to listen to. So you can listen to that over at thelovebug.org. There is a link in the show as well. And if I can find a link for NAPOD POMO just to give you guys an idea of what it is and how it works and all those fun details, in case you might want to try this yourself next year, which would be fantastic and awesome. And maybe next year I'll be able to sort out the details and have the time to do that. And I'm not sure what I'd do, but I'm sure I'd have find something and make it interesting. And yeah, go give that a listen too. But anyways, we got three tracks left, so how about we get to some fantastic music again?
Bless the little children who always go to sleep like music was magic and movies dreams. When Hollywood returns to her glory, I've got the first saleable story. Oh yes I do. Never stop learning to love. Stop learning to love. Never stop learning to love. Big one finally drops. I love people wearing black, even if they don't got the gist of the feeling. Yes, I do. Never stop learning to love. Never stop learning to love.
You're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada, all the very best of Canadian independent music.
About that for two more tracks. So we had up first Johnny Payne and his track Never Stop Learning to Love. It was a solo EP that got recorded in a home studio in Denver, but not his home studio, obviously. And he started to write this track while he was on an escalator in Spain. And apparently my doggies decided to come and bother me now with a toy. So it's about as psychedelic as he gets in his writing, though he believes that psychedelic doesn't always mean, you know, getting high on drugs. It means the feel and the sound of the songs. For me, when I was listening to it, I got a very Sgt. Pepper Beatles kind of vibe from it. So hopefully you guys liked that track. There is a music video to go with it. And of course, I will include that in the show notes again, so you can go check out all these great videos. And the second track we had there was from a band called Broomfiller. And I played the track How Long So Long. They did send me a few other tracks, so you may hear them again in the future. Who knows? I did like the other tracks. I just had to pick out one that fit the best for this current show. Yes, I would think so. And thankfully, I got some good stuff from them. So that's pretty awesome, right? And let's see, what else can we tell you about them? I know I've got their webpage listed and all that fun, awesome stuff. And they are from Toronto, Ontario. And in case I didn't mention it, Johnny Payne is from Vancouver, BC. So the one other thing I don't think I've brought up or mentioned, as many of you know, my husband is going through cancer treatment. And it was stage 4 prostate cancer when it was found. So not even 50. And yeah, as you can imagine, it's really rough. I am putting links in the show notes to our fundraiser page. We have been very lucky to have just over $3,500 donated to us to help cover costs of John not being able to work right now, of me only being in a job placement that's minimum wage. Every penny that is donated has been going to pay bills or buy groceries or car repairs. And we've had some generous friends that didn't want to donate through the site and have actually handed us cash or stopped by with groceries or other ways they have found to help us, walking our dogs, helping with yard work, repairs on, you know, the snowblower, stuff like that. So we really thank each and every person that has taken the time to make a donation or help us in any way that they can. So if you can help, every penny helps, even if it's only a $5 donation, it would be fantastic. So if you go to the link, John has detailed a little bit about our family, all the medical issues that have come up, and the challenges that we are facing currently. So if you can help, that would be great. And we thank you muchly. So that will bring us to last track time. And last track today, we are going to have some fun and get transported back to the 1990s. That's right, the 1990s. So almost 4 years ago, I did some training with one of the band members, Andrew Felco. And he was in a band called July. I have played July because Andrew gave me the CD for that group. So Andrew and his buddy Devin have another band. And it is called Twinrva. And that's Twnrva. And they are on Facebook and Instagram and all those wonderful places. And there will be links in the show notes. But they have a 90s boy band, you know, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. So for all you girls that listen, this is going to take you back to the 90s or, you know, expose you to the 90s. Either way, this is a fantastic track. And I'd like to thank Andrew and Devin for sending this along to me. Hope you enjoy this. And this is your last reminder to get your tracks into me for your show favorites. You have up to this track to include it to send to me. So send me something. You can send it to me via email, chris@insomniaradio.net, or over on Twitter, IR_Canada. And you can either send that as a direct message or a private message, but send me your tracks. I really love to hear from you guys and let me know what your favorite track was from the past 74 shows so that I can play all of your favorites in a few weeks on show 75. So again, thanks for tuning in. Enjoy this last track and we'll catch you around. Ciao.
never enough. Never make a promise that you can't break. Why can't we have some fun without falling apart? Baby, should've told you not to risk your heart. Thought this relationship was purely physical. I wish that I was honest from the start. Why can't we keep those things we do locked up in my room? Attention.